Bolden is a former space shuttle commander who flew four missions before leaving NASA in 1994. Now he's back as the 12th administrator of NASA, its first black chief executive. President Obama appointed him in May. A special commission report is due out this month, and it could determine the future of space exploration funding under the Obama administration. Bolden says travel to the moon and Mars are priorities for him.
All of it. The preference is continued exploration beyond low Earth orbit, which realistically, when you talk about the ultimate goal for any science fiction person, is Mars or some other planet. But it's a long way off and a hard way to get there. And so if that's the decision, then we've got a lot of work as a nation, as an international community, actually, to do.
Bolden is impressed with the simplicity and efficiency of the Russian Soyuz rocket. He witnessed the launch of Colonel Jeffrey Williams of the small town of Winter, Wisconsin on Wednesday. He says the future of space travel belongs to a generation which looks beyond this planet.
That's my challenge. You know, when the president offered me this job, he gave me one instruction, and one instruction only. And it was to find a way for NASA to inspire young people to want to do what I've done again. And so that's my challenge, and we're really working hard on it. You know, Jeff represents every kid's dream around the world, not just in the U.S. So it's a special story.
Williams, Russian cosmonaut Maxim Sergeyev, and Canadian entrepreneur Guy Laliberté will dock at the International Space Station, joining a crew of six working to complete the facility by next March. In Moscow, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.